A final royal procession for the Queen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. With King Charles walking right behind a carriage, wheeling Queen Elizabeth's coffin away from her funeral. That was at Westminster Abbey in London, the place she was crowned and later married.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
That's British Prime Minister Liz Truss in front of thousands gathered at the service. Here's Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby.
All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can with her say, we will meet again.
There will be a private service next at Windsor Castle, then the Queen will be laid to rest. President Biden, among the world leaders attending the funeral last night, he told CBS 60 Minutes the pandemic is over, though COVID still remains a problem. And he was asked if China attacked Taiwan, would U.S. troops get involved?
Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack.
So unlike Ukraine, to be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Yes.
More buses of migrants arrived this morning in New York City, sent from Texas by Republican Governor Greg Abbott in protest to Biden border policies he blames for a surge of migrants coming here illegally. He has sent thousands to Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis sent flights to Massachusetts. Democratic Mayor of New York Eric Adams says they
just wanted to use this political ploy instead of understanding these are people, these are families, these are human beings.
Another hurricane's hammering Puerto Rico. Fiona's knocked out power, caused flooding, dumping more than 2 feet of rain in some areas. The Dominican Republic also getting hit. Then Fiona is forecast to turn north and east away from the U.S. America's listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The midterm elections are 50 days away, and abortion remains a big issue after the Supreme Court undid a woman's federal legal right, letting states ban or regulate the procedure. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing a federal law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. He's telling Fox News Sunday,
it puts us in line with France, is at 12 weeks. Germany, England is at 14 weeks.
Democrats have said such a GOP-backed pivot was expected and heightens worries over the rollback of other rights, same-sex marriage and contraception, if Republicans win midterm majorities. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, court fights continue in several states, putting abortion bans in limbo. On Wall Street, stocks may fall again, adding to last week's big sell-off. Dow futures down close to 300 points. In the NFL, some big comebacks.
Two into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown! Caught for the touchdown! Waddle! Miami has taken the lead!
The Dolphins rallied from down 21 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Ravens in Baltimore 42-38 on CBS. Arizona was down by 20, then stormed back to beat Las Vegas in overtime 29-23. The New York Jets scored twice in the final 2 minutes to stun Cleveland 31-30. There was no comeback, though, last night. Green Bay beat Chicago 27-10. In baseball,
deep to left. There it goes. He's one away from Ruth. Home run number 59 for Aaron Judge.
The game on Yes Network, Aaron Judge with two more home runs Sunday, hitting number 58 of the season in the third inning, and then going deep again in the seventh. Number 59 leaves Judge two home runs shy of Roger Maris's American League record.
Fox's Tim McMaster. Judge would have to hit 14 more homers in the last 16 games to tie Barry Bonds' Major League record for a season. The Yankees won the game, beating Milwaukee 12-8, increasing New York's lead in the AL East division race. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.